Hello.
Welcome to the rule.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Okay. Welcome to the rule of three and everything.
We
basically come in and take a little taste of a long or a popular or a long-standing anime and everything, and tell you if it's worth watching or not and everything.
Yeah, it's a new concept we're going to be trying out. Make sure you let us know in the comments. Like if you like this format. Chris said, we're going to be trying a. We're going to be taking a stance after watching three episodes of one show, and we're going to tell you if it's worth your time or not.
Yeah, basically the concept comes from the fact that most anime are very long, and a lot of time you're not sure, and there's also like 40 different titles that come out every season, so you're not sure whether or not to watch every single one of them. So we're here to dip our toes in. If it's nice, it's warm, we'll jump in, let you know.
Yeah.
And we call it the rule of three because
the rule of three
is watching three episodes. In those three episodes, is it really worth your time?
Pretty much.
Yes. Standard protocol for our anime.
And standard protocol is that we're going to be drinking a very, very heavy beer while we talk about this. Today I picked up Revolution Brewery with collaboration of Half Acre On and On Part 3. It's a barrel aged stout. It is a collaboration series that they've been doing. They also partner with a local artist that does all their labels. Mm-hmm. Like they're based off of like the what are those mushrooms called that people like hunt and like go out in the forest? Like
truffles,
morsels, something like that.
I've never heard that one.
They grow out in the Midwest. They're morsels, and people go out there and look for them, and like they only grow a certain time of the year, and they're super delicious. So this is like a lot of mushroom iconography. This is super psychedelic. I fucking love this artwork that they make on this. It is sitting at like heavy percentage, 15 or something. It's a big boy.
Where are we going in?
It's a big boy. It's also a big boy in price because.
What do you say with like how much?
$50 a four pack.
Sheesh.
So this is high quality shit. I don't bring no bullshit to no pod. You hear me?
Respect.
We appreciate mud water.
So I hope the series takes off because the budget's already.
But you know what? We about to take off because
We are going to start in with the most anticipated, apparently very popular anime, Solo Leveling.
This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
I heard of it like a few months ago and I was forced to read the book.
Yeah.
Forced.
Yeah, you were forced.
Well, yeah, dramatic.
Held him down.
Yeah, exactly.
This anime, it feels like, or this concept of this, a story, because it started off as a webtoon, and it feels like it's been, or internet comic, and it feels like it's always been in the background. Like, I've seen these profile pictures of this, like, blue face person with like who's smiling with red eyes and everything. I don't know why I thought the anime or concept of this thing was older. But no, it's only started like what, 2017 or something like that, the manga or the webcomic and everything. So it came out, this came out during the beginning of the year and everything, and it is basically about this world where portals have opened up and monsters from like this fantasy world are taking over the world basically, or trying to invade. And with those portals opening up, these people unawaken their powers in the world, in our world, and they're called hunters. And they have different levelings of power. Some people have the highest level of ability, which is S class and everything, and they're basically like demigods. They're the most powerful. And the rating of power goes all the way down to E, which E is the lowest, you're the least powerful and everything. And the sad part about these powers is the fact when your powers awaken, you cannot get any stronger than that.
Right.
You're set.
You are set in what you are.
And E follows our main character who happens to be the lowest ranking.
He is the lowest, even lowest among the low.
So does that mean you raise in power? Because by the way,
raise in power.
I didn't watch anything of this. So how do you level up?
You can't unless you are our protagonist.
Who is,
of course.
Yeah, our protagonist, Sung Jin-woo. Okay, he is a E-ranked hunter.
The worst.
Who is just trying to get by, trying to get money for his sick mother and everything, who's on life support. So he's taking like whatever job or dungeon, because in this world, basically after the first like contact of these monsters, people basically adjusted, and basically taking on dungeons and everything have become like jobs. So it's become a huge career. And in these dungeons, you get like different items, magical items and stuff, which you can sell in the real world for better weapons or whatever.
It's right. Even in the anime world, when we have magic and dungeons, we can't escape capitalism.
Capitalism rules, baby.
That's the real ultimate.
So what you're telling me is this is just Elden Ring.
Yes, Elden Ring, but
not as anime. Cool outfits.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Just people wearing regular clothes and shit.
I mean, can you imagine somebody punching Godfrey with a fucking Adidas tracksuit?
I mean,
I can see, I'm sure there's a mod out there for it.
I mean,
I don't have to imagine.
You would have to play the game first.
Oh, damn.
Get him.
That was a layup. All right. That was a layup and you took it. That was an alley-oop.
I did that for you, sir.
That was an alley-oop.
Get him.
I'm glad you let him burn you so well. You know, that was a good job.
But if I were to do it.
Yeah, it was a problem, apparently. Yeah. But no, like this. So that's the basic premise of the anime. How do you guys who watch the film, who watch the anime and everything, but, you know.
You like mean this side of the room?
Yeah, this side of the room. The three.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. I'll be the old man here.
All right. What did you think of the first three episodes, or how many episodes?
You make it sound like that's like you do something different.
Yeah.
You're always old.
Yeah. I'll be the old man. I'll be the heel. I'll be the villain.
Okay.
Villain. I have seen many a shows that follow this type of formula. And after watching three episodes, I feel like the show in itself still did not start. I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen. The guy's going to turn into a beast. Just it's tiddling me. It's taking its sweet time, thinking that I don't know what's about to happen next. It's almost insulting. Just give me my power boost already. So where are we going?
Assaulted.
Is it a matter of like filler episodes right off the bat?
Because no, it's not filler. So what I will praise it for, because this is really what a lot of Korean based shows and media do. They do a really good job of getting you into the world and setting these cliffhangers that will make you ask, well, what's happening next?
Mm-hmm.
The only difference with this is, you know, I've seen shows that are just like this before, so I'm not wondering what's going to happen next.
You're just ready for it.
I already know.
Right.
You already know.
I already know. And I watched three episodes, and I did go a little bit further past the three episododes just to be sure. And
exactly. Does it kick up by the time you watched?
So we don't get the initial power up for our hero character until I believe episode 4, episode 5.
Okay. So sticking to the rule of three though, then was there anything in the first three episodes that you could call a hook?
I have to say, like, yeah, that's where kind of like I get that, like you say, you're the old man. You've watched this, you've seen it all. I mean, you've been in this realm of this type of anime for a long time. I disagree. Like, I actually really liked, there is a hook. Like, the thing is, like, he goes into one of his regular jobs and everything. Like, they go how they always go. He doesn't get as much money because he sucks. And since he doesn't get as much because he's always in danger and everything.
These people are assholes.
Yeah, they're assholes.
They're assholes. You're weak, so you don't get paid as much as we do.
That's exactly. Why I don't go into Helldiver public lobbies. I only play with friends.
Exactly. But he keeps doing it. You know, he has to help his mom and everything. But the hook is when he basically, they all find a dungeon in a dungeon. Which wasn't, this dungeon, they all are also graded towards how powerful you should go in there, or how many people you should bring in.
Diablo 4?
Yeah, exactly. But there's a separate dungeon, and they kind of thought like, oh, the dungeon, because usually after you beat the boss in the said dungeon, it disappears. You have to leave. But it didn't disappear, and there's another entrance. So they go to this off-the-road dungeon and everything.
After trying to be like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, they, you know, there was the whole like, oh, and he... Worst part, he was the final vote, because they all voted. It's like, oh, should we do this or should we just leave and tell the actual authorities about this secret dungeon? And he was the final vote. He's like, well, I have to help my mom. So, no, let's get in here.
I
need the overtime. Yeah. I need the money.
I need the overtime.
Felt.
So, true. Yeah. Like, and so he goes in, and of course, you know, the secret dungeon ends up being way over their fucking level. It's a most likely S level fucking dungeon. Everything, this weird god
statue. Durang, what was his name? The monkey from They used to always beat me up in Monster Hunter World.
The Rajang? Yeah. Oh, God. And here we get a 10-story priest statue.
Mm. Yeah.
And his 7-story armored assailants.
Yeah. And there's like different rules how to try to beat, not beat this boss, basically survive this boss.
Yeah.
And the hook comes is when he is left behind. After everything said and done, he's left behind and he dies. But he doesn't, exactly. Somehow, for some reason, he gets a weird screen when no one else has ever heard of, like in a video game, saying, do you want to do this quest or whatever? And he, of course, he's about to die, so he does it. Or he clicks, yes, I accept.
For me, all the excitement of the show came from everything up until the killing.
Mm. Everything up to the killing?
Everything up until when he dies.
Oh, after he dies, now you...
It becomes that which you have seen so many times.
And they did a good job in those first 3 episodes of building up, or even in the 1 episode, of building the suspense.
Like tension.
Of what could happen with this guy being so weak and useless. And he started using his brain matter to solve the issues.
You are correct. That would have been way more interesting if he...
Figures it out.
Yeah, he figures out. Like, there's...
I had to go farther because we don't get it in the first 3 episodes. We don't get this in the first 3 episodes. In the 4th episode, we see him, you know, completely overclocked, overtuned power fantasy. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're here to what the show was, you know, intended to be from the get-go.
Like, and I feel like this in the opening.
And I feel like the first 3 episodes bamboozle you into thinking that it's going to be something else.
Mm.
That is okay. That is fair because, like, rethinking it, like, especially when they're in the boss room and everything, there's a lot of tension and a lot of excitement because you don't know what's going to happen next. And he's figuring out, like you said, he is using his brain to figure out what each of the fucking rules are so they can survive.
So would I be wrong in saying what it sounds like it goes from maybe early seasons My Hero to, like, Sword Art Online?
I wouldn't call it that because your boy is not a Sword Art Online fan.
I kind of am. And shut up.
The first season was straight. Good.
The first season was good. Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you on that.
get off. Yeah. But I would say it's a little different because he starts from the bottom. Kirito was always on top. Because he was a beater. He was
filthy beater. He's not a cheater. He's a beta tester and a cheater. He's a beater.
He's beating it.
I don't know what's going on.
Sorry. Okay, but I would say it's not that. It's kind of more like, would you say like Shield Hero a little bit?
Hmm?
Like after a while in Shield Hero,
it's like every anime where the fucking dude wakes up and starts being super powerful.
I wouldn't call
it Shield Hero because there's we haven't even gotten to a point with the show yet where they're world building to me.
Oh damn!
We got all the world building in like the first episode when they set the premise for us.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty much it. Like they just like left it at that.
Yeah, nothing new has occurred outside of what they set up for you in the initial maybe first episode and a half. Nothing new to expand in what we know of about anything is there.
Actually, I want to know, I'm not sure if you, Jamal, what'd you think? Because I know you said that you also read a couple of volumes.
Yeah, I read the actual first book, which actually contains just the first up until he dies and then gets his little...
Real? Stuff. That's the whole first volume?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
So literally, it's Tension City from... when they get in the dungeon and find all that stuff, like Clarence was kind of alluding to.
Yeah.
It's Tension City, and then he gets the pop-up screen. And then it's like the shonen prepare you to be the ultimate god character.
Okay.
Exactly. Completely deflates the boner. I won't say it's bad. I was gripped in, but I certainly feel like, you know, I've seen every show where the main character becomes the OP dude. Like...
You're...
You know, it's not like I'm down for an entertaining ride or whatever, but I just wonder how they're going to shake that feeling.
Because you're like wondering, like, how are they going to keep your interest for how many more episodes of the series?
Right, because goddamn, every anime that I've seen so far has figured out how to do the exciting action part. Like, I don't need that from this one. I can go get that from any other anime that I watch. So I need to see how they do it, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm a little worried because it just seems like just level up like a video game, which is fine. You know, we know that. We know that well. But, you know, to see it is another thing. And, you know, I'm not always interested in the fall of the gamer, you know.
Yeah. And it is kind of also a little sad, too, from the three episodes that I watch and everything, that he kind of loses a bit of his agency because he is forced to level. Like, he is there. When he first in the third episode, when he's wakes up in hospital alive and everything. The pop-up, he learns how to use the pop-up screen a little bit, and then it tells him about certain quests or thing he needs to do. He's either
run outside or die.
Yeah, basically,
do 100 push-ups or be killed.
Basically, like, no, but at first it doesn't even say that. It just says do 100 to the blah blah. And he's like, I ain't doing that shit. And then he goes to bed. Then apparently there's a penalty, and the penalty with him doing it is being transferred to a different dimension with a giant creature. It has to. He has to survive for three or 4 hours. Which, how did he do that? But
right, I'm sure it'll be longer next time too.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah,
but
it probably got right behind him. Was like, hey, come on, keep running.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, can't actually kill you. But keep going.
Yeah. So like, it's great that like, I mean, you kind of like in the writing, like you force your character to do things and everything, which is, you know, cool for people like, oh yeah, he has no other choice but to get better. But like, it also means that he doesn't really have any sort of like choice in the matter. He's just doing it because if he doesn't, he's going to be put in a horrible situation and die, which is kind of like a little bit.
It's interesting.
It's
I haven't seen anybody else get in that predicament. Like, whenever I don't want to do challenges or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. When I don't want to go to the gym or some shit.
So,
yeah.
You know,
it's he's like, man, it's like kind of like how to itching that person who wants to get better and like reading this, like, man, I wish someone else, I wish I had a penalty so I can go to the gym and everything.
Oh, yeah, he does have a penalty. It's called diabetes. Yeah. So, what did we think of these first three episodes if we didn't, you know, make it abundant already? What, by the rule of three, does this warrant people to keep watching after the third episode?
I personally would say yes. I'm going to give it a recommend because I feel like I said, I just watched the first three and I feel like there's more there. And I kind of want to know what's, because that boss room disappeared after he came out of it and everything. So I want to know what's happening with that. So I would say it does warrant like a couple more episodes at least, you know, at least in my opinion. What about you?
I concur.
Yeah.
It got me to watch six episodes just to make sure. And, you know, I landed on my stopping pedestal. But after three episodes, it does make you want to go in for more. So, yeah, it passes. Rule of three. It warrants a fourth, fifth, and whatever you want afterwards.
Exactly.
I mean, I just started Jujutsu Kaisen, so I'm over this shit.
I've seen
three episodes. I'm like, all right, that's what you got? Right, let's go back over here and see what's going on with a real anime.
But shut that guy down. Hey. But like, after those first three, would you, if like, besides you finding another anime to watch, like, would you recommend it?
I would recommend it. And I'll say that had I not read the entire first book and just saw all that for the first time, you'd be like, well, this other concept seems stupid, but I got to see what's going on. I mean, mm-hmm. I think I know, but maybe I'll watch it just to figure out.
Maybe it's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's different. Clarence just confirmed that it's not, but but exactly, you know, if I hadn't heard what he said also hadn't read the book, then sure.
By the rule of three, it passes. Yeah. But you know, I had to go further, baby.
It definitely passes, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it looks like three, you know, it's a go. It's a tree. We recommend the rule of solo leveling at least to get past the first three episodes and everything.
You know what I like about this concept of this show?
Yeah.
What? It'd be cool if I never watch any of these and we keep it a rule of three. You three give it.
Only three people.
Only three people.
Can I be the outsider one time?
Are we trying to convince Tidal to watch it? Is that what you're going to do?
I like that. Yeah, because I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, no!
You guys did a terrible job.
God damn.
This is fair. I want to be the guy sometimes. I want to be the guy you're trying to convince.
We'll take turns. We'll take turns.
Okay, good. Because I'm not trying to watch all this bullshit. No, like,
right, bro, we can make like a whole game show, just have Heido in here and like somebody come in here one at a time and try to state the case whether the show was good or the show was bad. Yeah. And then we let Heido decide if he's going to watch it or not.
Exactly.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Over here whispering his ear like Bene Gesserit.
You should try.
And I'm just sleeping like I just slept in Dune 2.
Oh. I'm so glad I saw it twice because the first movie I missed a lot.
I didn't miss a lot, but I know I kept dozing off and I know I was snoring because Peña, when we got done, he goes, Taryn, were you snoring in the background?
She goes, no, it was this motherfucker. We're going to hold the Don Jabbar up to him. Exactly.
I'll die.
Watch this anime. But with that, thank you for watching our first Rule of Three episode, new concept show and everything.
Got any tips?
Let us know what you think. Are you more intrigued to go see watch Solo Leveling, or you already watched it? Did we treat it terribly? Do you hate the... Do you not like the Rule of Three because it doesn't give you the entire run of the anime? We're not reviewing the entire anime.
Let's be fair.
This is the TikTok generation. But fucking
You got 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes. God damn it!
Exactly.
If you don't get my attention with booty shaking in the first 5 seconds, I don't give a shit. Exactly.
Before we let go, we gotta acknowledge that there are some shows that take more than 3 episodes. We know.
100%. We know, right?
But generally.
So yeah,
but if you can't get my attention in 90 minutes, what are we here for?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What are we here for?
An hour and 30.
Now we're dating. Exactly.
I will say something that caught my attention in the first hour was Shogun.
I've been hearing that gas. I heard it's gas. Been hearing that's gas, but that's live action anime. That's not real anime.
Yeah, it's not real. We're not talking.
It's real to me. It's real to me. All right. Well, peace out, you weebs.
Oh, peace.
Later.
Wait.
What? Where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us at Thirsty Nerds. At Thirsty Nerds, anywhere you listen to podcasts or social media.
That's right. You can find me at @just_Uno on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at What's King Making on TikTok while it's on. Yeah. While it's around.
You better push that shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime or in the gutters with the rest of the anime fans.
Yeah, you can
on
follow
Twitter.
You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter. I don't watch a lot of anime unless it's Demon Slayer or JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
So. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood reigns supreme. I don't give a fuck.